To the front, please. All the children to the front. You can sit on the floor or on the seats. Got in here is sweets. And I've got sweets for everyone. Everyone up there and everyone down here and all the children. I need one person to help me give them out to everyone. One person. Oliver, would you help me? Now, if you turn around, I know what you need to do. Remember what I just said. Every person has to have a sweet. Okay? Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Oliver, come back here. What's the problem? I can see there's a problem.
There's not that much.
Oh. Absolutely right. Oh, dear. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. You can use the whole bag.
There's not enough sweets in the whole bag.
There's not enough sweets?
No.
Oh, that is a huge problem. What am I going to do? I've just promised everyone a sweet. Do you think Jesus has the same problem?
Yes.
Jesus was faced with thousands of people. And what did he have? He had 5 pieces of bread and 2 small fish. So do you think he sort of stood there and thought, what am I going to do? How do I make all this go round? What a huge problem. What do you think? Well, all those who know Jesus, know their Bible, will know the answer to that. But let's explore it a little bit further. You can sit down, you can take the sweets with you. So let's explore that a little bit deeper. Because the problem is huge, isn't it? He's faced with thousands of people. If John could put on my first slide, please. Ah, thank you. Now here you've got the O2. And in this picture, we have up to 8,000 people. Now you think about this. Jesus stood there, faced with thousands of people. Do you think he rubbed his head like this and thought, what am I going to do? I'm in huge trouble now. You know, I'm famous for doing miracles, but this is just too far. Do you think he thought that?
No.
Well, let's look at the problem. Thousands of people. But the problem's bigger than we realise. When I was reading this through, it says in verse 10 that Jesus told everyone to sit down. And it says there was 5,000 men there. So it doesn't include the women. Just 5,000 men. Now, women would have been there. It just doesn't include them. This is common with the culture because they don't include women in the head count. So we could potentially double that number, possibly. And do you know who else it doesn't include? I wonder if the children know. Who gives Jesus the bread and the fish? Paige. The children. It doesn't include the children either. So we've got 5,000 men, potentially you could double that with the women, and then children as well. So we've got 8,000 people here. So let's just say, presume it's 8,000, but there could have been more. What a massive problem. What's he going to do? Paige, what's he going to do? This little boy shares his bread and he shares the fish to Jesus, who then shares it out with everyone else. So would we say this is all about sharing? Would we say it's about sharing? It is about sharing, isn't it? But if we think that's all there is, then we're missing something. Because the bigger picture here is not about sharing. It's about Jesus providing. Providing for every single person. It didn't matter if it was 5, 8, 10 or more people. he provided. And that fish, it says here, everyone was filled. Every person. So Jesus is providing. He's a provider, like he provides for us today. It's our harvest, isn't it? Look at the harvest we have around us. We know Jesus provides. Now, do you remember the story when Jesus attends a wedding? And they run out of wine. Imagine all those guests with no wine. What does Jesus do? He turns water into wine. And not just any wine, he provides the best wine. Yeah. Could I have my next slide, John? We know that Jesus provides for the birds, doesn't he? He provides for them in abundance. The birds are part of the Lord's creation, and he loves them and he feeds them. But do you know what? He loves us more, and he provides for us. So that's what we're missing here when we read this. We think it's just about sharing. It's about the Lord providing. And it also demonstrates something else. It demonstrates that Jesus is not standing there scratching his head, faced with a problem. He knows exactly what he's doing. It says here, he knew exactly what he was going to do. So this demonstrates that he's also God, in control. Nothing fazes him. Completely confident. Jesus holds everything together. Everything. He holds everything in his hands. He is the glue of everything. Everything. Could I have my next slide, please? We can read in Colossians. He, which is Jesus, is before all things. So before creation, we had Jesus. And in him, all things, not some things, all things hold together. Everything is held together by Jesus. Got a little bit of science for you here. In 2008, scientists have discovered a protein in our bodies, in the human body, called the laminine protein. This protein is by being identified as a protein that holds us together. It's been nicknamed the glue that holds us together. But Jesus holds us together. And this protein, the laminine protein, holds us together. Now, I have an image I'm going to show you of the image of this protein. If we can have the next slide, John. This is the laminine protein that holds us together. What do we see? A cross. Isn't this incredible? Wow. I was blown away when I saw this. Isn't he amazing? So we see here that the Lord is not scratching his head. He's not confused. He's not faced with a problem he can't deal with. He can deal with anything. He holds us together. He provides for us. The next part of our story. Involves the actual bread and the fish. To show how control Jesus had, what does he do? He tells everyone to sit down. Now I say to my children, dinner's ready, come and sit down. The disciples came up to Jesus and says, what are we going to do? We've only got two fish. Remember, Jesus was dealing with real fish. And we've got five pieces of bread. Lord, that's all we've got. Paige. Cut it. We could cut it up, couldn't we? We could have cut the sweets up, couldn't we? But the word says everyone was filled until they had enough. Thousands of people. And what does he say? Does he panic? Sit down. What's he saying? He's saying, I'm going to feed you. You're all going to be fed. Everyone. And what does he do next? He gives thanks, doesn't he? He says, thank you, Father. Thank you for this food. And then he starts to give it out to everyone. All this food starts just coming out. And where's it going? It's just coming out from nowhere. all this fish and all this bread. It's just going everywhere. All this bread and fish. It just keeps coming from nowhere. What's he doing? Don't forget, this is about sharing. Children. The last part of the story. What happens at the end? Jesus says, gather up the leftovers. After everyone had eaten until they were full, thousands of people, he says, gather up the leftovers. And they filled 12 baskets full, overflowing with fish and bread, with just the leftovers, excuse me. And this demonstrates how the Lord provides for us in abundance, so it's overflowing. Thank you.